Pleasure on the Stairs by Stevie. After taking my shower, I put on just my short nightshirt and announced to my husband I was going upstairs for bed. Normally, I hear, "I'll be up in a minute, hon." But he didn't respond, so I figured he just didn't hear me or was too involved in the game he was watching on TV. I did a few things in the kitchen, changed out the laundry, and started to head upstairs. As my foot reached for the second riser, I felt a hand cup my arse. I hesitated and commented without looking back, "Oh, I guess I caught your attention." I took another step, my bottom leaving his hand. He replied, "Babe, you always catch my attention," and cupped my rear again, this time giving a little finger swipe between my legs. Pausing again, I stuck out my rear towards him and gave it a little wiggle, prompting him to tease. "Shake that thing, and I just might have to bite it." I looked over my shoulder and I giggled. "Don't make any promises." He grabbed my rear again, and this time his finger slid into my already wet pussy, then swiped up my crack. I completely stopped and said, "I won't play hard to get. I will let you have some doggy style right here." I climbed another step, and apparently he followed, because as soon as I stopped, he grabbed a hold of my hips. He whispered, "Doggy style, huh? Bend it over, babe." Oh my gosh. I bent over, not realizing how hard his cock was already. He slid his wonderful, swollen cock in my pussy and drove it so deep, I gasped. Falling forward, I grabbed onto the step as best I could, with one hand on my hip and the other on my neck. My husband hammered back and forth. With each stroke, he uttered a word, "I have always wanted to fuck you right like this." On that last thrust, he held it in me so deep and fit so wonderfully in my wet hole that I could feel his cock hitting my A-spot. I could only gasp and mutter, "Oh, yes, it feels amazing." And he started to wiggle his hips while pushing my head down towards the step. I tried to brace myself as he ground himself into me. He stopped and demanded that I turn around and sit on the step. When I had done as I was told, he shoved his cock, dripping with both my juices and his pre-cum, in my face and commanded me to open my mouth. He sent his rock-hard member to the back of my throat, almost gagging me, and told me to suck him hard. I began to suck his dick like it was my favorite piece of candy, and he could only groan and grunt in pleasure. "Oh, yes," he said. "Yeah, just like that." I looked up and could see the pleasure on his face. He squeezed his eyes shut, and his mouth opened in a slight groan. It turned me on so much that I started playing with my pussy, spreading my legs wide open so I had complete access. Opening his eyes and seeing me enjoying myself, he encouraged me with a growl. "Yes, baby, finger that wet pussy. Come for me." I kept circling my clit as fast as I could, and about the time I was ready to come, he took his cock in his hand and started jacking off. Watching his hand fly up and down his shaft, I squealed, "I'm gonna come, I'm coming, oh yes, oh my god, yes, oh yes." My mouth flew open, panting in the throes of my orgasm. Just then, my husband hit his climax and a hot stream of his cum shot into my mouth. It hit the back of my throat and took me by surprise, but I swallowed, then stuck my tongue out for more. So he brought his cock closer, so that I could lick off what remained. He then bent down and licked my juices, then looked up at me with a smile. "Mmm," he murmured. "Tastes like candy." He licked his lips as he rose to kiss me, giving me a most wonderful taste of our mixed juices. I smiled. My husband helped me up, patted my behind once more, and told me, "I'll be up in a few." I laughed and said with a wink, "I think you already were."